Many college-bound students are preparing for dorm life, making detailed lists of what to bring to college. For a group of Centenary College students, that list will surely include a French dictionary. The college is opening its first living learning community where French will be the dominant language.
I'm Chelsea David. I'm the RA of the Quartier Français. We're having a little difficult time trying to figure out who's going to live there because of such an interest.
Students could apply to live on the floor. There were 15 openings. Dana Kress is a French professor at Centenary.
I expect that when students from other dorms go over there, for them it's going to be a little bit like going abroad.
David plans to decorate the walls with a French theme. The TV programming will be set to French-speaking Canada and Africa. A French tutor will be assigned to the floor, and students get lab credit for keeping the French way of life. David says she'll ask her floormates to exercise patience in this new living arrangement.
It's going to be very difficult giving my meetings in French. I feel like I'll have to write everything out first, at first, you know, and read from a paper. But, you know, all of my signs will be in French. I'll only communicate with them in French as best as I can.
Centenary's residential life director, Josh Coco, is fielding many inquiries from the students who will live in the French Quarter. He tells them that they'll be pleasantly surprised, and if they've lived in this dorm last year, they won't recognize it. He credits immersion dorms with seamlessness in learning.
You go to your classes every day, and once you're in those classes and you finish them, you come back, and it's kind of like, okay, we're done with that. But now you're going to be able to come back from that classroom experience, and you'll still be learning the whole entire time, but hopefully in a different type of way.
Centenary students begin moving into the dorm in about a month.